The divine substance has a form which is going to understand. That's not the natural form which I understand. Mm-hmm. That's a lot better than the form which I usually understand, right? Okay? And there are many forms which I understand, right? I have one form whereby I understand what a triangle is, and one which I understand what a dog is, and another one which I understand what courage is, and like all these forms up in my head, right? You know? Aristotle says in the Dhyanama, the soul is a place of forms, right? Okay? Kind of, you know, disagreeing with Plato, because Plato has all these universals existing in the world by themselves, right? But no, they're all in the what? Understanding, right? The forms of which it can understand. And since our mind is so weak, we need a different form for everything to understand, really. Therefore, we can't understand very much at once. You know? We barely understand at all, so, at once. And so we have to go from one thing to another, right? Huh? Okay.
Hopefully.
Hmm?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to do that even in geometry, right? You go from one thing to another, right? And how, as you mark, you know how the, you know, what delight I was having here in the 14th theorem, the last theorem in the second book of Euclid. And it's broader than what I'm saying, but what's kind of new in there is Euclid shows you how to find the side of a square equal to a given rectangle or oblong, right? That's a very simple thing in a way. Yeah? But if you ask the person, has the person do that, they don't know how to do it. And the way he does it is through an earlier theorem in book 14, number 5, which is that theorem I love so much. The theorem that shows, which, when I say it, there's a little tragedy, right? The theorem that shows that for the same perimeter, right, a square would have more area than a, what?
Rectangle
or oblong with the same perimeter, right? But the way Euclid actually states it for the theorem is that if a straight line be cut into equal and unequal segments, the square on the half will be greater than the what? Or greater than the one contained by the unequal ones by what? The square between the points of section. Yeah. You're going to use that later on to prove the other. Mm-hmm. He's going to use also the Pythagorean theorem, right? You know? So one thing adds to another thing, you know. But all these things you gotta, you know, consider them one by one, you know. And it's kind of marvelous when you do it, but you realize at the same time, you know, the natural limitations of this mind, you know. You see one thing, then you see something else, and so on. And paulatum, you know, step by step, bit by bit, you know, where you see, get a little understanding. You know, it's kind of marvelous to see that, but this would be much more satisfying.
Not laborious.
See, yeah. And as we go on, we'll see that in seeing God as he is, you'll see everything else you naturally want to know. You see the whole universe, huh? You'll see at least the divine mind, the divine substance, clearly enough to see everything you naturally want to know. Mm-hmm. So I know all Euclid, you know? But all at once, you know, huh?
Yeah.
You see? Okay, but I know the whole natural world, huh? You know? And, the boy is sitting there on the Bible. I won't go out anymore. I have everything, you know. Yeah. I've been listening to Palestrina the last few Sundays, you know, when I come back from Mass at Palestrina, you know, here. Nice Mass. And he's pretty good, Palestrina, right? Very good. But Thomas says there will be a vocal praise here in heaven, so we'll have to see what Palestrina is up to when you get there.